Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
2611.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday night versus the defending champions. The first 5,000 girls receive an American Girl shirt giveaway. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with the Bulls in the NBA as the Chicago Bulls go for 5 in a row when they host Denver tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Michael Carter-Williams, Paul Zipser are out. Also tonight, the Warriors play at Washington. Utah travels to the Thunder. DeMarcus Cousins will be suspended without pay for one game because of the 18th technical of his season. Michael Beasley is out for the Bucks for the next three games at least with a hyperextended left knee. In hockey, the Blackhawks have agreed to one-year extensions with Michael Roosevelt and Jordan Tutu. Nicholas Jarmelson will be out for the rest of the week. Corey Crawford is feeling better from his illness, but Scott Darling will start in net tomorrow with Pittsburgh at the UC. NFL notes the Vikings will not pick up Adrian Peterson's option, making him an unrestricted free agent. Eric Berry signed a six-year, $78 million extension to stay in Kansas City as the Chiefs have released Jamal Charles, and Washington has placed a franchise tag on Kirk Cousins. Major League Baseball spring training games, the Cubs and Angels out in Mesa. Cubs trail that one 6-5 in the eighth. Addison Russell with a three-run homer in that game. Michael Clato gave up 4 2/3 of an inning. Yep, former White Sox Michael Clato. And Alec Mills started that game for the Cubs. He went 2, allowing 3 hits. Jason Hayward led off again. Split squad game for the White Sox. Final out in Glendale against the Mariners. That's an 8-1 loss for the White Sox. Michael Kopech made his debut. He struck out the first batter he faced on 3 pitches of 99, 100, and 100 miles an hour. He did give up 4 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 2 Ks in 1 inning of work. And out in Goodyear, the White Sox, they lead the Reds now 10-5 in the 8th. Lory Garcia with 4 RBIs in that game. College hoops, DePaul takes on Providence tonight. Coverage on the Score starts at 7:15. And Chicago, some bad weather going on. Severe thunderstorm watch, high winds and hail, tornado on the ground in LaSalle County. That tornado watch going on until 10 p.m. This Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And right now at AutoZone, buy 3 qualifying Gabriel shocks or struts and get the 4th one free by mail in rebate. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Yasiel Puig pinch hitting. And he will hit a ground ball toward short. Russell goes to Baez, 1. Over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant. National League champion Chicago Cubs will play the Cleveland Indians in the World Series.
They beat us. You know, we made mistakes, and you hate to have sour grapes, but the better team won the series, and that's why you play 7-game series, and they showed it.
The show goes on.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That was Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts. Manager of the Year did a hell of a job last year under some very difficult circumstances, but could not overcome the Cubs and their date with destiny. Let's find out about the Dodgers, how they're shaping up for this year as a National League Cubs rival as we go to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Molly Knight is on Twitter at Molly_Knight. She's the author of The Best Team Money Can Buy, The Dodgers Struggle to Build a Baseball Powerhouse. I don't know if they've gotten there quite yet, but what's the current state of the struggle, Molly?
Well, they've built a playoff powerhouse, but so far they haven't gotten over the hump. I'm glad you guys are having me on because last week I was looking at FanGraphs, and for some reason, the nerds who I love had the Dodgers predicted the Dodgers would win like one more game than the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And I texted three or four of my friends and was like, "What's the meaning of this?" And two of them told me that FanGraphs was nuts, and one of them was trying to explain to me about pitching depth.
Well, the actual answer is it doesn't really mean anything because it's regardless of how many regular season games they win, it has nothing to do with how they would match up in a playoff series.
And defensively, Kyle Schwarber is going to make them a worse defensive team. So maybe that's it.
Well, I mean, but I will say this. Before I came on, I checked FanGraphs again, and the nerds or whoever, the little monkeys, whoever, they fixed it. The Cubs are now projected to win 95, and the Dodgers projected to win 94. I was just like kind of losing my mind over it because I think the Cubs are the far superior team. I watched that series like you all did, and the previous 3 years, the Dodgers were knocked out by the Cardinals, and honestly, I thought the Dodgers were the better team in all three of those years and had some bad luck and had some injuries. This last year, the Cubs were clearly the better team. So if we're looking ahead to potentially them meeting in the playoffs, I mean, I know a lot happens between now and then, but I still believe the Cubs are the better team.
All right, so what are the questions for this Dodgers team? You got three guys who could potentially pitch like aces and one guy who might be the best right. pitcher in all of baseball. And, of course, the young talent right. in Seager and Jock Peterson and Andrew Toles right. broke out onto this national scene during
I know,
that playoff
Colby.
Series. So what are the questions? What are the questions with this Dodgers team this year?
I mean, look, I think that one of the reasons why you see both Vegas and the nerds and me and you think that they're going to be good is because they are good. I mean, they've got probably maybe the best shortstop in baseball. Apologies to your fabulous Addison Russell. Mm-hmm. They've got the best pitcher in baseball. I'm not going to apologize to Jake Arrieta over that. Their rotation. They've got 10 guys who can slot in there, literally 10. Kershaw, Rich Hill, Julio Urias, Kenta Maeda, Scott Kazmir, Brandon McCarthy, Alex Wood, Ross Stripling, Hyunjin Ryu, and Brock Stewart. All 10 of those guys have either had injury issues, innings limit issues, or other issues in the past 12 months. So it's a question mark. You can't prepare for injuries. The only way, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, Kershaw and Rochelle are deadly, as you guys saw in the NLCS in their first turns anyway. They've got to get some help beyond that, though, if they want to beat a team like the Cubs in a 7-game series.
One of the reasons I thought that Dave Roberts did as spectacular a job as I think he did is having the team stay that good and continue right. that consistency, not just with the Clayton Richard injury, but all the right. Yasiel Puig noise, all of that heat right. loss from that guy, and just knowing how hard they tried to say, look, we'll send him right. down, and then he hits right. well enough, we got to bring him back, and, right. and being able to keep a steady hand on the helm of that ship with Puig causing all the problems he did. Is right. And Puig seems like a nice enough guy. He's just a goof. Is he yeah. wiser? Did he learn from this? Should they expect similar problems this year? Is this just who he is?
It's just kind of who he is. I mean, he's not like some sort of a monster. He's just immature. But I think the bigger story, what we finally saw last year was, I mean, they were ready to move on. They were like, this is, we're going to send you to the minors. And there were a lot of people who thought that he would never play in the majors for them again. Again, not because he'd done some horrific thing, but it's just like they were tired of it. They were tired of one player taking up like 60 to 70% of a manager's like, you know, time mm-hmm. and brain cells. And they were just, and they played well. They played well without him. I think, especially you're going to see this year, this kid, Cody Bellinger, who's a stud prospect, who plays first base and also outfield. I mean, he's going to come up as soon as there's an opportunity or an injury. I don't think Puig is, I don't think their hopes and their fate is as tied to him as it was in the past. which frankly puts them in a stronger position because he's an emotional young player, and I don't think his heart rate gets a little elevated in the playoffs. And I kind of laughed when I heard your intro that Puig was the one that grounded into the double play. I mean, obviously he wasn't the reason that they lost to the Cubs, but it was sort of like, well, yep, that's about right. I mean, to give the Cubs the pennant, that's about right.
What was the biggest hurdle for him adapting to the newness of what he wasn't? He wasn't the guy on the ESPN, the magazine anymore. He wasn't the guy that probably got cheered when he walked into the club anymore. What did he have to get used to that kind of, you know, shell-shocked him a little bit?
I mean, I got to go back to what the great Vin Scully said about Puig during his first month when he tied the record for most hits by any player in his first month, except by Joe DiMaggio. He just said baseball is not this easy. It's just not. And it wasn't for him. I mean, pitchers figured out how to pitch to him and to stay at that level, to stay on the level of, gosh, someone like Bryce Harper or Mike Trout or Chris Bryant. I mean, you've got to put in the work. You've got to keep grinding. You've got to study opposing pitchers. You know, nobody is good enough to just skate by without putting in that work. And I think for him, I mean, in his defense, I think most of us, if we can, it's like, you know, taking class in school. Like, if you can get an A without putting in the work, like, why would you, right? But then you sort of graduate to the more advanced levels and you're screwed. So I think, you know, it's up to him. If he wants to, you know, to take it seriously and lift and do all that, and fix the holes in his swing, then he can be a fine player. I mean, he's always going to get a look. I mean, just looking at his arm, and the tools he has, make him valuable. He's got one of the best arms in baseball. And I think that even if for some reason he's not a starter on this year's team, you would see him utilized in late games as a defensive replacement for the Dodgers. Maybe similar to how Hayward was used at certain points for the Cubs last year when he wasn't hitting very well. But yeah, I think it is very difficult. And, you know, I think in a way they've sort of given up on him being the guy and him just kind of being like one of the guys on the 25-man roster. I mean, Seager is the guy now.
Is he ready to be at his age?
Yeah, Corey Seager, yeah. He's just different. It's hard to explain. I think Cubs fans who have seen Chris Bryant will know. It just seems like the game slows down a little bit for him. Like he's out there working walks, seeing pitches. Even when he's not going perfectly, he's still better than almost everybody else. It's a unique player. It doesn't get scared at all. And he recently said that he didn't feel like he had his best swing at all last year, which, I mean, if that's true, my God, he was the unanimous rookie of the year, and he came in third in the MVP voting. And I think also the Dodgers, like the Cubs, they both do a great job defensively, positioning their players. And they both really pride themselves on that and on our defense. And I think the Dodgers have done a great job, setting him up to succeed at that position because he's one of the biggest shortstops in Major League history, 6'4". He's like, bigger than Cal Ripken, or as big. So that was sort of the main thing, was thinking that maybe he would get moved off short and onto third. But as long as he plays at short, man, I mean, that's the threat to your boy Chris Bryant and MVP.
Kenley Jansen was dominant last year, and this year he signs the big money deal. Is there any monitoring of him that has to take place because of his magnificent postseason? And of course, after him and Andrew Miller and all those guys show that they can go a couple of innings, people thought that baseball was going to be revolutionized and you'd have that during the regular season. It'd be crazy to do so because you'd burn guys' arms out. But this spring training and maybe early on in the season, is he going to be watched a little bit closer, or is he just a rubber arm kind of guy?
As I used to talk to Kenley about this, because it took him a while for them to trust him as the closer, because he was young and they kept bringing in all these quote unquote proven closers. Like, I remember Brandon League, and he was terrible, and Kenley was so obviously better, and he was the eighth inning guy, but they didn't want to, like, you know, give it to this young kid who they converted from catcher. And when they finally did convert him, I remember asking him, you know, would you want to go ever pitch the eighth in a tight game where the best hitters were coming up in the eighth? Would you be okay with that? Because some guys just, like, aren't some closers, you know, aren't really okay with that. They have their mentality about getting the last three outs. And I don't pretend to know what that's like because I've never done it, but that they're pretty strong on it. And he's a really laid back guy. I think there's always concern before you get paid. It used to be that the closers were the ones that got the big money, right? That's changed a little bit, obviously, as you've seen the GMs have smartened up. But I think now that he's been paid, there's two ways of looking at this, right? The one way is like, okay, he's been paid. Now it doesn't really matter to him if he pitches the eighth or the ninth or whenever they wanted to pitch. They can have him pitch like Andy Miller. The flip side is you do run the risk of burning him out. Or, you know, some guys might have a little bit of difficulty motivating after that financial carrot has sort of been dangling in front of them all those years, and then they kind of reach it. But I think he'll be okay. I think I would be concerned a little bit maybe going forward because he's a heavier guy. Later on in his career, I might be a little bit concerned about weight issues. But for now, I mean, I think he's going to be one of the most dominant closers in baseball, as he has been.
Molly, you mentioned Vin Scully earlier. The broadcast story surrounding the Dodgers is interesting in its own right. That not only do you have a change of one of the legendary voices in the history of sportscast, you also have these ongoing issues with the local TV deals and blackouts and who can see the Dodgers and who can't. So what's the status right now of Dodgers broadcasts of baseball?
I mean, let me tell you, I think we've got a better chance of like the Democrats and the Republicans coming together right now than we do of the Dodgers TV deal getting resolved. It's 30 or 40% of the market can watch the games, which is crazy. They're at a stalemate over who can carry it. DirecTV is refusing to pay the high carriage fees. They got that enormous contract, the new owners, when they sold the TV rights, you know, hundreds of or billions of dollars or $9 billion over 20 years or something, and they're taking a bath on that. I don't know. I've been told that it's not going to happen this season, so this will be, I believe, the fourth season that LA will be half of LA will be blacked out of watching the Dodgers. I don't know if it's going to eventually get resolved. These FCC rules are weird, but yeah, it's no fun. My apartment building doesn't get DirecTV is our only option, so I have to figure out a creative way around that to be able to watch the games. But you know, there are ways I can't endorse on a radio station.
I understand, Molly. Thank you as always for joining us. And as baseball season hasn't even started yet, we will look forward to talking with you again as perhaps another playoff matchup looms between these two major market franchises.
I'd be excited. I mean, I got to tell you, I love watching the Cubs, so that would be a treat for me. So hope to talk to you guys soon.
You will. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Okay.
Molly Knight, who is the author of The Best Team Money Can Buy and was a Dodgers beat writer, has written for multiple outlets on baseball and the Dodgers.
Yeah, we sharpen our baseball tools, you know, trying to get these spring previews before guys get hurt and all of a sudden young players unseat some of these veterans around Major League Baseball, trying to figure out what 2017 is going to look like. So we'll be doing a lot of this before the first pitch is thrown of the regular season.
Meanwhile, over in Bologna,
do you think you got problems?
Yeah, there's lots of storms that involve rotation winds right now.
Weather Dan.
Not necessarily meaning tornadoes, but the possibility. This is one where it looks like the forecast is going to be right on. So be really, really careful right now. We did get a tweet of a picture that was that I saw from Ottawa, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Literally,
it looked like two snowballs,
baseball size. It was a hailstone, a single hailstone, an aggregate of smaller hailstones that came down as one that was held up next to an actual baseball. And they weren't kidding. They were not kidding.
In Ottawa.
And there's photos of damage coming in from LaSalle County right now of destroyed buildings. And this is the storm system that is headed our way. So be very, very, very careful. If you have to cancel plans, make sure you're not near windows, and just be smart. If you make sure you have a tornado safe room somewhere in your house, because even if there is no actual tornado, the winds could be up to 60 miles an hour. There could be debris flying around. So be careful. Make sure your family's aware. And just, I can't believe we're doing this on February 28th. But
yeah, it's the last day of Black History Month. And now all of a sudden the world's coming to an end. Coincidence? I think not.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
I have no idea what that means.
We are taking you up until 6 o'clock when it's, look at this, it's going to be Nick Shepkowski building you a bridge to DePaul basketball.
Is it Nick and Joe?
No.
It's just me.
It's okay,
just
Joe. Afterwards.
I don't know if I've ever shared a studio with Jason, so transition should be a treat.
Oh,
by the way, looked at you across
tummy
the glass.
Sticks.
But
did you check in with Cole City? Because
yeah, the parents are hiding in the basement, just like always.
Right.
Like Jason
even
said,
when there's no tornado.
Tornadoes stop in Cole City apparently to fill up on gas.
Yep. So just stop, get some Slim Jims and some gas.
So everyone's kind of used to the drill there.
Every single year, this dude has to worry about this. Every year,
really?
Shep and his family. Yeah. There's a couple of times Shep had to go down there, and we sent him down there with a phone so he could tell us what the hell's going on down there. Yeah, man. So to Mama Shep and Papa Shep and all the Shepkowskis in Cole City and the entire Cole City, man, just, hey, man, we're thinking about you because this is some of these pictures that are rolling through on CBS2 on the television side. You got trees being unrooted. I mean, this is no bueno.
And of course, my phone buzzes, and it's a text from Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just got in the car. How bad is the weather?
Duke. Mitch is in the middle of a tornado. Yeah, he's swirling around. He's checking numbers.
No, seriously, you shouldn't be in a car right now.
Well, how are you going to get home?
I'm going to wait. I told my son he might miss hockey practice. And I guarantee you, one of the hockey coaches, when I was growing up, we were able to make it through an ice heave and flin flan. That's what I'm going to end up getting tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to Uber home.
I guarantee you. What do you mean he missed practice? Because so what if your car gets destroyed? So what? Yeah. It's hockey practice. Yeah. When I was growing up in Alaska, we would constantly have to run after sexually crazed bull moose.
What? That's hockey, baby! Now I got to think about Sexually Crazed Bull Moose and how great an album name that would be.
I'm just trying to think of like something.
And here's Sexually Crazed Bull Moose.
I was just trying to think of something Alaskan that would possibly be scary other than a governor. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Ryan Reynolds is to above-average looking guys as DeMar DeRozan was to everybody in Madison Square Garden last night. I went to the Knicks-Raptors game last night, and I was blown away by how Knicks fans continue to support their team, even though their team is in fact putrid. So some, not all, or a huge portion, but some of the blame for the Knicks' ineptitude has to be put at the feet of New York Knicks fans. If you wouldn't show up, changes would happen. You keep showing up, why should James Dolan change anything? As for DeRozan, he had 37 points, including the last two buckets, the game winner with 1.9 seconds to go over Derrick Rose. He was the best player on the floor by a good margin, much like Ryan Reynolds. So when you see DeRozan play, think of Ryan Reynolds. They're that much better than everybody else. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I know that these other banks and mortgage companies don't like me, but I don't care. They're all scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep up with the home loan expert, but there's not a chance. I'm always looking out for our clients, and I'm going to make sure they get the lowest possible rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home, why would you go anywhere else? Thousands of satisfied past clients can't be wrong. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This week in music history. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
This week in music history.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week
in music history.
What do you
mean? Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week
in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've got It's On coming up at the bottom of the hour, although I can tell you that my television
nothing will be on
has just changed. But those of us with satellite will have the DirecTV logo bouncing around from quarter to quarter.
You know, I've never freaked out about weather because that won't change it. Yeah, you can be concerned and worry and, of course, be prudent in how you move and make sure that you're being safe, but... Now, the people who are like, oh, my God, if you're not in direct danger, Like, it's not going to change it. No, so the freak out is unnecessary.
I worry about hail
me.
Damage, having lived through the costs of hail damage to cars.
Of course.
That's a real thing.
And I'm keeping my car here tonight.
And last time it happened to me, I was stuck on the Edens and in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and there was simply nothing I could do.
Yeah, those payouts don't come as soon as you think they will either. When they come, give your car over, and we'll see you in about 2 or 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, we took it in, and they said, well, you need a new roof on the car, and you need a new hood on the car, and you might need some repairs to the other panels. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's
great. I need a new car.
That's going to be quite expensive, isn't it? And it's, you worry about it. Then you have to go up, check the roof of your house, and make sure that everything is cool there, that you don't have any damage to, if you have...
Oh, to be a homeowner.
Yay. Part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me ask you something. Do you remember the name Maurice Watson?
Maurice Watson.
Yeah, an ACL injury earlier this year. Creighton player. Yeah. We actually talked about it.
Okay, yeah.
You remember Maurice Watson?
I do.
Man, the Creighton player.
Yeah, that sucks
the best
for Creighton, right?
Yeah. Last Wednesday, Creighton University announced that Maurice Watson had been suspended for an undisclosed violation of school rules. The senior had not been with the team since February 6th, surgery to repair a torn ACL. On Thursday, authorities in Omaha issued a warrant for his arrest, charging Watson with first-degree sexual assault following a February 4th incident with a 19-year-old student near campus. Watson turned himself in Sunday afternoon, at which point Creighton announced that he was banned from campus and no longer enrolled. Today, details of the assault were released, and they are gruesome. Attorneys for both Watson and his accuser were in court for a bail hearing, where the prosecution laid out the allegations against him before assaulting the victims. In this case, he grabbed one woman's hand and tried to make her touch his crotch. While asking if she wanted to touch his penis, she quickly left. At that point, Watson turned to his attention to the 19-year-old woman. He said he wanted to talk to her. He then led her into a bathroom, shutting the door behind him and standing in front of the door. He pressed the woman up against the sink, lowered his pants, and forced her to perform on him. And he then turned her around, pushed her against the wall, pulled down her pants, raped her. Watson left the bathroom in the apartment. The woman began bleeding. Another woman in the apartment came to the 19-year-old woman's aid, helping her clean up blood from her legs in the floor of the bathroom.
Ugh. Okay, now can I rescind that I felt badly that he got hurt?
Oh, of course. I mean, you didn't know that's what he was on the year, but I remember we talked about it on the side, like, damn, did you see the Creighton's best player, with an ACL? This dude has been banned from the campus. Well, unenrolled him. Immediately
expelled.
Yeah. Creighton took care of this thing immediately, but this is an awful, awful story.
That's what you're supposed to do,
and
as other schools have not done that. Well, we need to investigate. Right. We need to get campus police on it. We need to talk to people. Just a good kid made a mistake.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday night versus the defending champions. The first 5,000 girls receive an American Girl shirt giveaway. Visit chicagowolves.com. We start in the NBA as the Bulls. They go for 5 in a row tonight when they host Denver. Tip-off is at 7. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser are out. Also tonight, two games of note. The Warriors play at Washington, and Utah travels to the Thunder. DeMarcus Cousins will be suspended without pay for one game, the 18th technical of his season. Brought about that suspension. Michael Beasley is out for the Bucks for the next 3 games with a hyperextended left knee. He'll be reevaluated at that point. In hockey, the Blackhawks have agreed to 1-year extensions with Michael Roosevelt and Jordan Tutu. Nicholas Jarmelson will be out for the rest of the week. Corey Crawford is feeling better from his illness, but Scott Darling will start in net tomorrow with Pittsburgh at the UC. NFL notes, the Vikings will not pick up Adrian Peterson's option for 2017, making him an unrestricted free agent. Eric Berry signed a 6-year, $78 million extension to stay in Kansas City as the Chiefs have released Jamal Charles, and Washington has placed the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins. Major League Baseball, the Cubs and Angels out in Mesa. Cubs trail that one 7-5 in the ninth. Addison Russell, a 3-run homer in that game. Alec Mills started. He went 2, allowing 3 hits. Split squad game for the White Sox, first in Glendale. It's an 8-1 final. The White Sox lose that one. Michael Kopech made his debut. He struck out the first batter that he faced. He did give up 4 runs and 3 hits, 1 walk and 2 Ks in that one inning of work. And out in Goodyear, White Sox leading the Reds 10-6 that game in the ninth inning. Lory Garcia with 4 RBIs. College hoops, DePaul takes on Providence. Coverage on the Score starts at 7:15. And you've heard Dan and Jason talking about it. Severe thunderstorm watch and tornado watch in the Chicagoland area. High winds and hail. That's all going on until 10 o'clock tonight, so just be careful. If you don't have to go out, then try not to. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Also watch 670thescore.com. Hopefully you're getting home safely if that's what you are on your way to do. What will be on tonight? Weather Watch all across the city on every single channel. The world is coming to an end. If you just jumped in your car, kiss your family and your lives goodbye, because hail the size of Volkswagens will be coming from the sky and everyone's going to die. That's it's on. And no.
If that's the case, I'm definitely not watching the Bulls.
There's other things that are on. You got Bulls Nuggets tonight. My guy, Nikola Jokic, who is suffering from some fatigue. Been playing too much damn basketball this season. And he's going through a slump right now. So you got an interesting matchup. Nuggets beat the Bulls last time, if I'm not mistaken. And there's some other TV out there as well. I, for some reason, have been sucked into the world of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God.
And those are some vile creatures that I love hating. So I will probably be tuning into that at some point as well. My man Chris's Taboo is on tonight.
Oh,
I got to catch up on
man.
That. Did I step
you
on
know you? You know Tuesdays is the Boo and Taboo.
The Boo and Taboo show. Ban the Boo, Boo and Ban, Boo and the... All right, so yeah, you got SmackDown, WWE SmackDown. I watched like 3 minutes of that and then remember why I don't watch wrestling anymore. So you got some things that are on tonight. What you got, Dan?
Well, I
the Boo and Taboo.
I watch the Bulls just because I do.
It's, listen it's, how you talk
I'm
about
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry.
Like
I apologize.
To the dentist.
I apologize for watching the Bulls.
You paid to watch the Bulls.
I just have it. I do. We do have the Indiana-Purdue. That is the rematch of the Blarge.
You got one hand on your hip and one hand behind your
we
head.
We have the return, the return of the Blarge. And also the Florida State matchup. At Duke.
Yeah, that Duke's is lost a couple in a row.
Also 6 p.m.
Florida State, man. That's the team that can get to the Elite Eight or lose in the first round. Like, seriously. Like, they got a bunch of talent.
You read Seth Davis's piece where he had opposing coaches anonymously scouting other teams in the conference?
No.
Really good. Oh, find it.
And basketball coaches
find
is going
it.
In on
last
guys'
week,
talent?
All okay. Anonymous, just get talking about just scouting the teams, like what you can do against them, what you all can't, right. what their vulnerabilities might
on,
be in the
Twitter.
Tournament.
I'm surprised I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And it helps inform you when we start getting ready for the tournament about what the holes are in some of these teams. But yeah. And then the question is to watch this speech to Congress or not.
Oh, yeah.
And I can sit here and say
you're not expecting a centrist.
I'm not watching it, but
no,
I probably will flip over and then I'll throw something and then I'll flip back. But I did see a tweet saying that people who don't like the president should go out of their way not to watch because of how much ratings matter to him. Because that's he cares.
If you
more,
don't have one of those boxes, it doesn't count, right?
He cares more so? About that than anything else.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at this point, I don't know if I could be shocked by anything. Right?
No, I guess that's true.
You know, so you know, you just watch it to keep up with,
well,
with what's
I,
going on.
I will
on.
Say that the comments that were made today, and now there has been an official response from the Anti-Defamation League, but the comments that were made today where the president has embraced a conspiracy theory where he believes that the Jews themselves are responsible for desecrating their own cemeteries and phoning in bomb threats to their own children's schools.
Yeah, even if you
that surprised
you don't
me.
Go with that it's publicly.
That surprised me to hear that from the president of the United States.
Nothing surprised me.
When you say nothing will shock you, I will say that and the fact that we have a Secretary of Education who openly embraces a return to segregation in the same day.
Yeah. And for
the people, yes, things still can shock me.
Yeah, for the people who, see, I'm not, though. for the people who are angered by this, just speaking the facts. These are the things that came out of these people's mouths today. What do you got, Shep?
Got Tosh night tonight. Another one of because I live like I'm a 23-year-old still. Tosh.0 tonight, fourth episode of the new season.
Nice. And Chris, I know I stepped on your
taboo.
Stole
my taboo, but there is something else on Netflix I've been meaning to watch. Bob Odenkirk wrote and stars in a movie called Girlfriend's Day, which is a Netflix exclusive. It's about a washed-up greeting card writer who finds himself in the middle of a murder mystery. So it's like an hour and 10 minutes, maybe, so nice and short. So not a big committal, but
I would have loved to have heard Bob Odenkirk's elevator pitch on that one.
Apparently it's something that he's wanted to make for like decades. So
he just went and did
this. Is his passion project. Yeah. He finally has enough juice to get this made. It's a washed-up greeting card writer.
They create a new holiday called Girlfriend's Day, and he's got to come back and resurrect his career. And there's a murder and stuff. I don't know.
right. It's just Bob from Tannehill all of a sudden. All right, there it is. I think this has been a sterling edition of It's On.
We learned something today.
I don't know.
Hey, he's really the most interesting of all of us.
True that.
When it comes to what he samples, what he watches,
I said that there's nothing. Whenever Tannehill stamps it, you'd be hard pressed to go against it being quality material. Like Tanny doesn't waste his time on things that don't matter, and that's why I appreciate him.
Well, when you got a toddler at home, it's like every second you get to watch something that you got to make sure you got to vet it first, man, and make sure you enjoy it because that's the time you're never getting back.
Yeah.
The baby falls asleep.
Oh, dude, we found that the swing just knocks this little dude out. And sometimes I feel bad. But he'll be going off, and I'm like, guess what? You're going in the swing.
Should we leave him in the swing for another hour while we watch a movie? Yeah, you got to.
Like, we sat there.
Is it an actual, swing, or, like, one of these just little kind of glider thingies?
No, it's the swing.
Okay.
It's the swing. And, it has the nature sounds of the music that you could play, and neither of them are too loud, so we can still hear the TV without the TV being all the way up. And he's just swinging until it's time to eat. We actually got
getting his swings in, having good swing thoughts.
Oh, no doubt. We actually got 20 minutes into Manchester by the Sea, and then Nicole fell asleep. So I was like, all right, you got to watch this. So we're gonna probably have to watch that this weekend and be depressed out of our minds. But yeah, man. No, it's pretty regular night around the old golf household, as I feel like with you guys. My guy Shep's watching Tosh, and Tanny finds these things on Netflix that no one else can find. Only Chris Tannehill has the key to certain programs, and you're just going to be at home being an idiot and freaking out about the weather.
Big news from last night also, Jason.
What's that?
One of the sisters advanced to the final three.
One of the sisters?
Final three of the with Bachelor, an A, so not you can check in. 3-hour special, 3-hour long marathon event next
hours?
Monday.
Who next the hell Monday. Wants
Last
so much?
Night was, that's what I said too. I was like, you know what, cut this in half.
They're doing numbers that you could do 3 hours of The Bachelor? I got to see this
later. See, they only did an hour last night. I was mad because I went to run on the treadmill, and it was done halfway through. I'm like, well, there goes my workout because there's nothing to watch.
I'm not going to watch that until the sister is doing her thing as the Bachelorette. All right, that was It's On. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every morning until March 17th for your chance to win The Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway. You could win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg.
Viva Las Vegas!
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
My daughter, my son have both become much better at it too. Great cooking instincts and knife skills and understanding of what ingredients go with what. And it's cool stuff. And you think, oh, well, it's going to be a lot of money. I'd rather just go to the grocery store. Nah, it's less than $10 per person per meal. And I can tell you how to get your first three meals free if you keep listening to the special offer. You choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or you can let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. That's what we do. And recipes aren't repeated within a year. You never get bored. And then you can customize everything based on your preferences. You can pick the delivery option that best suits your needs. A step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card comes with all of it, so they walk you right through it. Even if you are not an experienced chef, you don't have to have spectacular knife skills. I'm just saying you are going to get better as a cook, and you are going to understand certain concepts just because Blue Apron and their chefs have already figured out so much of this stuff. Here's what's on the menu right now. Salmon piccata. And if you know piccata, you know that that's an Italian sauce that is capers and butter and lemon juice. So you get the briny taste of the capers, the richness of the butter, the tang of the lemon juice. And these are skin-on salmon fillets, which I like. And I actually undercook it because they sort of sometimes want to cook it through. I like it just barely done. Sometimes it's still rare in the inside. And the skin crisps up. You got that great sauce on top of it. It's a side of orzo, which is that little rice-sized pasta, tender broccoli, a little bit of creamy creme fraiche brings it all together, and you can present it beautifully. The skin on salmon looks great, and you drizzle the sauce over the top. And this is just one of the things you get with Blue Apron. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going here to blueapron.com/Dan. It's got to be there, blueapron.com/Dan. And then you'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Get your first three meals free. BlueApron.com/Dan. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nip Sosnowski.
That's who's coming your way. Our exec producer, Nick Shepkowski, is going to have you, and you will have him from 6 to 7:15 before
Ashley first.
DePaul and Providence.
Oh, she'd give me away for
by the
less
way,
than that.
We put Jace this morning on the playmat that you got us for the baby shower.
The lions, the zebras,
yeah,
and everything else on that?
He was enjoying it, man. So thank you once again. I sent the picture to you. I hope you got it on Instagram.
Oh.
I DM'd
Is it a
you.
Message on Instagram?
I slid into your DMs this morning and sent you a picture of my little Jace.
Wish
my
everyone,
baby.
Well, yeah,
my baby,
wish everyone could be so fortunate.
not little
right,
Jace.
Exactly, yeah.
Put those on the internet and make some money off of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no. So what you got for us tonight, my brother?
Well, did you guys just see this Jalen Smith news that just passed moments ago?
No.
That he is apparently practicing at full speed, doing all of his tests at full speed. And that's, I mean, when we talk about accumulating draft picks and that whole discussion that we have time and time again, there's a team that was top five statistically in defense last year that you have what might have been a top three or four pick a year ago. And if he's playing anywhere near that level, I mean, that was a runaway for a top five pick a year ago. That going to talk a little bit about that. Also, have you seen any of the Rajay Davis stories that have gone every newspaper? Apparently, it's the middle of spring training, so you have to go to what was a big story last fall. Rajay Davis had some thoughts on his home run. I'm just kind of like going to check the pulse of that a little bit. Just have some questions about Rajay Davis.
Like what?
Well, he thanked God for putting him in the position to hit the home run and coming through for him. And my question was, well, what happened on the Chris Bryant tag up that was hit like 15 feet into left field? Like, was God not there for you there to make a better or more accurate throw or stronger throw?
Busy signal.
Yeah, it's just, there are other times in that series that God could have came through.
Well, I'm sure Joe Madden was thanking God for the rain delay and thanking God for Jason Hayward screaming at people and still thanking God. There was another Joe Madden piece today. I think it was Sully was it Sully? I think it was in the Trib that there was another Joe Madden feels okay about what happened in Game 7 of the World Series piece.
Well,
because
he won. Of course he feels okay.
But I mean, like, at what point are you going to stop asking this man about him messing up? Like, when does it stop?
Yeah.
Well, when does it stop?
And everybody knows he messed up. He has to actually know he did, too.
Well,
he has to.
What's the point in saying it now, though? Yeah, I messed up. Guess what? I still get a ring on April 6th.
Go to the grave with it.
Yeah, I think we have to come to sort of an agreement
we
here
got you.
That everybody knows what's up.
Right,
and it's I'm with you.
It's like the uncle who's losing his hair and he keeps doing the comb over, and you're like, all right. Come on, Ben. We got you. Like,
it's like the Gene Cady thing.
Right,
going.
Right. Maybe we understand what's going on up top
just
there.
Time for a detente to just say, all right, everybody, right. Including his bosses,
I was gonna say,
he's already dead.
Right, exactly. We know what happened. They won. You're a World Series winning manager. You always will be, and everybody still adores you. But
and then you hit him with the wink at the end, just to twist the knife a little bit. Like,
next time,
and it wouldn't change anything of how you perceive Joe Madden.
Correct.
Because outside of what, Terry Francona, you're going to say that's the guy I want leading my baseball team, especially with still so many young guys around.
I expect a deep playoff run this year because Joe Madden is the manager. But still, like until someone breaks their leg or some rookie is out there just hitting the cover off the ball in Cubs spring training, we're still once a week going to find out how Joe Madden feels about his blunders during Game 7.
What's the spring training equivalent, or the training camp equivalent, I guess, that you always get the story of? You get to the point where so-and-so is now in the best shape of their life. Like, that becomes kind of medium.
My theory is,
like, what's that for?
Wide receiver, gritty wide receiver. Like, the wide receiver that's going to make the team or the guy that's turning heads at camp. I don't know if it's one guy where it's best shape of his life. Like, if you want to frame it in that category of that's the story you get every year. But to me,
or Zach Bowman's training camp interceptions.
right. The guy who's better in practice.
The backup quarterback throwing them to him.
Right. And also his bar interceptions as well. Zach Bowman and I have history.
Uh-oh. Yeah. What did he intercept?
Zach Bowman kind of CB'd me one time.
Uh-oh.
Really? No.
Oh, yeah. There was a time, I believe we were at
And you don't Kincaid's? Mean like Breaker One Night no, got your
no,
ears
no,
on.
No.
That's C.B. Buckner.
Yeah, right. Got a bear in the air.
Yeah. I'll never forget. It was Matt Weber, me, Herb Lawrence. I believe it was Kincaid's. And, we're at the bar, and this young lady, she was feeling the kid. And Zach Bowman comes in for some reason, and Zach Bowman sits down. And,
hey, hear about my trading cap interceptions? Yes.
Zach Bowman's got his nice platinum chain on, his beautiful smile, his big bald head.
The big Jesus
piece. Yeah, and I'm like, okay. I'm sitting there like, hey, did you not see me handling business over here, Zach? Or, you come in here with your physical prowess and your beautiful smile. I'll be over here eating quesadillas, hitting on sixes. I'll be back, though. I'll be back. Right. I'll be back. And guess who lasted longer in this town, damn it? Where you at now, Zach? I hope you're not listening because I don't want to run into you.
He's waiting downstairs for you.
Exactly. He's got
Wade Bowman, his second interception of the game.
Well, that was his first of the night. Right. All
what
he
a
needed.
Day it's been in Bourbon A.
Right. I think he took it to the house that night, too. Yeah, Zach Bowman, arch rival.
It's like Johnny Knox in the Bourbon A bathroom with me.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were all there that night.
Yeah. Who else was there that night? Chris Williams was there that night.
He is.
Walking around with the
spilled
bottles.
His beer and got hurt in a hospital gurney.
The bottles of Patron he was walking around with. Yeah, man.
Hey, that used Bourbon to be Reuben Brown. And that's where Olin Krutz always threatened to kill me in the bathroom. I said, it wasn't an official.
You were Fred Miller?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't the
took a dumbbell to Bernstein's head.
It was never. No, he's the one that got hit the head.
Oh. Yeah, he did get hit
He corrected me on that. But it was never a training camp until Olin Krutz threatened to kill me.
Our guests today.
Yes.
Pete Bursich and Molly Knight. Hope everything's okay with Matt Miller, too.
Yeah. Think about you, Matt.
We thank our director of the video stream, Brian Gertsch.
Did you know Jonathan Toews was an answer to a Jeopardy question or the question, depending on how you look at it?
83.
No.
83.
Too perfect. Is that Stucky?
Too perfect.
Yeah.
Too perfect.
That's okay. Good immediately times. And way too fast. He's like, I know, 83. Yeah. This guy, Shep.
What's your favorite speed limit out there? I hope it's somewhere around 70 or something. What is it?
I am hardcore. I like to go as fast as possible.
Ooh, I like that answer.
That's not the answer he was trying to get, though.
That's Shep's spirit animal right there.
Who,
Rob
Gronk?
Gronkowski. Oh, yeah.
Isn't he everybody's?
There's a man crush there. Someday, it depends on what day you catch me on.
It's funny. I said the
most
same.
Most lovable idiot of all time.
I said the same thing when we were watching Fences.
Depends on what day you catch me on.
Gronk came up while watching Fences?
No. The spirit animal thing.
Like, what are we doing there, folks?
When Denzel has the answer, he's like, $250? $250. You know what happens? You see that roof? Mm-hmm. See that roof? You know what it costs to repair that roof every year? Now, would you rather I spend the $250 to repair that roof? Or, I was like, everybody in the family looks at me like, that sounds like Dad.
Yeah, see? Nah, a little bit different. A little bit different.
He's certainly better looking.
Same usage of the N-word, though.
Oh, God.
Jeez! Dude!
I'm just joking.
Savage Friday, not Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. Bernsie doesn't use the N-word around his kids.
At least not around us.
Right.
Chris Tannehill, the audio overlord. Dave Roberts did as spectacular a job with the Clayton Richard injury. I did say Clayton Richard. See, now you find that tape and you can't find the
We didn't
the
have
bet.
Enough time. We had it. We got it.
Look what time it is. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go, man.
I did. A couple texters noticed that, too. They said Clayton Richard instead of Clayton Kershaw. All right.
We got to go die. Come on.
Be safe in the horrible, horrible storms. There's raining fire and locusts and all that stuff. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, my last day before vacation.
Oh, if you can get out of here.
If I make it through the night.
All right. Shep is coming up next. Thank you for listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Enjoy your night.
We're done.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris, as we